Well, the first question is, Harps First Division, Dundalk top of the Premier. Can the Harps boys pull off a shock?
Come here. It's a game of football, of course we can. But if you're looking at the draw, we probably couldn't pick a harder tie in Dundalk, and then being away from home makes it even harder. So it'll be tough. It'll be really, really tough. But if any team in the First Division can go and cause an upset, I definitely think it's us, because we're the foreign team over the last 5-6 weeks. So obviously we're going to have nothing to lose, so why not, you know?
Yeah. What about the timing of this tie? Because Harps unbeaten since the return after the break, sitting second in the First Division. They've really got this momentum going as they look to hunt down a place back in the top flight. Is the timing of this cup game ideal, or would Ollie Horgan rather be keeping going with the league format?
I'm sure he would. I'm sure, if he probably couldn't say too much about it, but I'm sure deep down he would like to just keep continuing on, racking up the points. And because the form's so good, you don't want anything interrupting you, and cups can be a distraction. But as I was saying earlier, it'll be a welcome distraction for the boys to go on and put themselves up against the one of the best teams in the league, and obviously one of the best grounds in the league. So it'll be a really good test for them, even looking forward to next year. Should be even game promotion, you know.
Yeah. So if it is to happen tonight or on Friday night that Finn Harps do beat the league leaders, what sort of scenarios need to be in play, Kevin?
Well, it'd be one of those ones where I think everybody needs to be playing on top of their game for Finn Harps. And the other side of that, you'd probably be hoping you'd catch them back on the hop, but knowing both sets, players and managers, we will obviously be up for it because we have nothing to lose. But I can't see Dundalk taking this lightly. Steve and Kenny, I think in the last 5 years, he's reached 4 cup finals, and I don't think he's lost a home FA Cup tie in a long, long time. So we are up against it. It's definitely the toughest draw we could have got, but at the same time, sure. Records are there to be beaten as well.
Yeah. Listen, we're trying to be a wee bit more optimistic here than what Ollie Horgan has been this week. Ollie has come straight out and said we are not going to beat the best team in the country. But as for Finn Harps, you've been involved in a lot of Finn Harps sides, and you've watched a lot of Finn Harps teams as well. And there's something about this current crop that Ollie Horgan has, that they're gelling well together, and they're playing some good football, and they're grinding out the results, and things are going along nicely at Finn Park, Kevin.
Yeah, since the break, you mentioned it just a while back. Since the break, we've just looked a different side altogether. We look a more settled side, more balanced side. And the players that have come in have done really well, and they settled into the team really well. And then the players that have been there since the start of the season, it seemed to have kicked on. So we've only conceded a few goals in the last probably 8 games. So that's a huge, huge encouraging sign. And we're scoring goals home and away. So that has to be a huge plus going in. The FA Cup game against Dundalk's a nice welcome distraction, but the league's your bread and butter, and you just never know how it's going to go with UCD having a few tough games away from home, and with us, they still play them. There's nothing to rule out saying that we can't go straight up yet, but that's not without our grasp on it, you know.